On this Student Spotlight during New York University Week, how do you learn about something you can't observe? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Kara Giovanniti, PhD student in physics, looks into this question.
The universe is full of evidence for a kind of particle we call dark matter. This particle can feel the effects of gravity, and enough dark matter can source gravity that other particles can feel too. But we've never seen or measured dark matter because it doesn't seem to have any other kinds of interactions that we can measure. What do I mean by interactions? Ordinary matter, for example, can interact with light by emitting it, like a light bulb or a star, or when light bounces off of ordinary matter, like how we see things because light scatters off an object and reaches our eyes. So we all make use of these particle interactions, like emission or scattering, when we see, hear, touch, smell, or taste things around us. But dark matter doesn't seem to have any of these interactions with any kind of particle. So how do you learn about something you can't see or touch? My collaborators and I have developed a new technique to do just this. We focus on a mathematical model of dark matter where the dark matter and electrons can interact. But the interaction is just too weak for us to measure. Our technique involves carefully calculating how much electrons throughout the universe get heated up by interactions with dark matter, and how those electrons then pass that extra heat to other kinds of particles. We found that dark matter with a small mass is so good at heating up electrons that if dark matter were actually that light, the universe would look a lot different from how it actually looks today. So we concluded from the study that dark matter in this model can't be too light. This result tells us a little more about what we're looking for as we continue to try to measure dark matter.
That was Kara Giovanniti of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.